We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
And the 2-2 pitch from Cabrera, here it is. Fastball swing and a miss, struck him out. And your Cardinal team is... National League Division Champions, and they're going to go to the Championship Series. And they celebrate on the field as they all gather around the mound.
Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is one excited Mike Shannon from KMOX St. Louis.
Did he get hit with a tranquilizer dart right before?
He was very excited.
Fantastic show.
Great job. Let's want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, that means a lot to
us. Card to the team.
Our thanks to Dustin.
Great show. Boy, you get some callers that are beyond, and your knowledge of the sports is fantastic.
And Kev Bo, thank you, buddy.
He was like a little boy. He was so scared.
Very scared man, but he's Kevbo. And Ray, thank you for everything, Ray.
I think he's got a sports show, too.
Yeah, Ray should have one. And now we welcome in Dan and Connor.
Hi, good morning, guys.
How are you?
What the hell's wrong with Mike Shannon? Is that how he just sounds now?
I guess.
I think he's kind of been through the war.
I guess. Okay.
A little in, a little out. My God, that's rough.
Yeah, that's...
So it was wow. As bad as the game was.
Wow. Well, again, when you score 10 runs in the first inning, by the time you get
it's been over for
3 hours
some time.
Later, it's just like, okay, can I go home now?
Really calling a parade at that point.
I think
right?
He took a nap from innings happen. 3 through 7.
It's that eternal question, though. How would you rather be vanquished? Would you rather just have it end like in the first inning, or would you rather be all excited? Like, we're moving on, we're done.
It was a tough series for the Braves. I mean, they did a lot of things really, really poorly.
Uh-huh.
And they got to the postseason. They got into the NLDS, but they look at that series and it's like if you had to check, you know, make a list of things to do wrong during the playoffs, they almost checked a lot of those boxes.
They really did. I would rather lose that way. I would rather lose the way the Braves lost yesterday, just getting put out of your misery and having all afternoon to think about it, than be a Dodger fan.
Oh,
and watch the manager, who's made countless mistakes in the playoffs, make the next mistake in the playoffs. Put a first ballot Hall of Famer in the game to give up 2 consecutive home runs to tie the thing, which essentially ends
Joe Madden
it.
Did that with Kimbrel.
I would rather lose the way the Braves did than the way the Dodgers did.
Think about it in this context because you know we can't imagine what it was like for the players. But let's just say you're a fan and you are a big fan of whatever team, and you show up an inning late. And you're down 10-0, or you're a fan and you're down 3-1, and you're like, you know, well, we've lost. I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
And then you miss a grand slam. Well, you miss the 2 homers and then the grand slam.
Yeah, my rule is once you've paid the money, you're allowed to do whatever you want, and you're allowed whether you miss it, whether you don't, whether you once you buy the ticket and once you incur that risk, however you want to handle that is completely up to you.
Dan, you still have to live within the rules of society. It doesn't paying the money for a ticket
contract,
doesn't
Dan.
Allow you to break the law.
Weren't the Cardinals on the other side of this? This was the 85 World Series when it went to the
That's
game
exactly
7
right. Yep.
And Joaquin Andujar took the mound and Joaquin Andujar
he lost it.
Got lit and then it was over and I believe he went into the bathroom and started breaking things with a bat. Right? And it was just kind of over. That was the Don Denkinger series. Yeah. That was just like, okay, Royals. That's game seven of the World Series, and that's that.
It's so much worse to invest that time of your life into it and then have it
but
fail.
But you know what, though? The Braves, though, felt like they accomplished something by getting to the postseason.
Yes.
The Dodgers won 106 games.
And the expectations for the Braves were to be very good this year and get better next year.
They're young.
Next year, they'll run it out. But
if the Dodgers are back, big deal. They have to win a World Series to justify everything that they've spent, everything that they've done.
They needed to win a World Series to justify the last mistake Dave Roberts made.
It's really, holy heck.
The whole thing was put together to be like, okay, this time we've got it. Don't think about the last time our manager blew it.
What happens to that manager?
What happens to Andrew Friedman?
Well,
I mean, I think that's, he doesn't have a contract.
But he's
a free agent.
Okay, but who would you rather have moving forward if you're the Dodgers?
I'm the Dodgers?
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of places you could probably go. I think the question is, what would you rather be if you're Andrew Friedman? I mean, we've talked a lot about the future of organizations
and people deciding at the top. Pretty good spot.
And you've done...
You're running away from that?
Boston's got a spot over.
No. Connor.
Connor. What do you mean no?
Look at all the talent that you have.
No. We spent a solid two days.
Why would he leave?
Wondering whether or not some guy's random thoughts from EEI about Theo Epstein going back to Boston were legit.
Yeah.
And you're going to tell me that
that's your problem.
On Andrew,
you wasted your time.
Every show did it. Solid 8 hours.
No.
Why would you leave everything about LA that you've drafted and developed and built? If they want you to stay, and they'd be fools not to.
LA is his lady.
Yeah.
I just think it would be strange, and it wouldn't look good to kind of cut bait after these disappointments and be like, I didn't get it done. I'm going to go try something else.
But what about the manager, though? If you do come back, that's a different thing. Dave Roberts has got to feel a lot more uncertainty about his future than Andrew Friedman.
Right, managers don't matter until they matter, right?
Andrew Friedman gets to decide his future. That's not wrong.
Okay.
I'm not saying that the Dodgers would want to part ways with Andrew Friedman, but he's got a choice to make, and he's the bell of the ball.
What about tonight? Wouldn't that be fun? Tonight is another possibility, another elimination game.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
It'd be so much fun.
Yeah, we just had Joe Sheehan on talking about where we were in the bell curve, and just like, we always talk about variance in baseball, but sometimes the better teams just are the better teams, and we're seeing them assert their dominance despite the small sample size, and then boom and boom.
Don't care.
Right? Forget all that. Never mind.
You mean boom?
Yeah, that's kind of lost its resonance, hasn't it?
No. That is much fun.
Yeah,
Fair play to the Nationals, though. They have a great roster of their own, and I think we're giving them not enough credit for having done what they did against the Dodgers,
despite the
terrible decisions from Dave Roberts.
They just had to ditch that Bryce Harper.
Yeah, that's the narrative.
They couldn't win with him.
But like I said today, some very handsome, intrepid radio producer picked the Nationals to win the World Series before the season started, and he looks great. He always looks great, but he looks great this morning as well.
You got a ship out of it. I don't understand.
Well, he's been working really hard to train for that marathon. Shep has dropped a lot of weight. He looks
something
good.
About that haircut, though. He's got to do something
haircut,
about that.
The whole
no,
thing.
He doesn't.
What if Andrew Friedman says, "I'll stay, but I want Joe Maddon"?
I don't think he wants Joe Maddon.
Okay,
he wants to hand more.
It's just fun to consider.
What if he says, "Sure"? What if he said, "I won't stay unless Joe Maddon"?
Yeah.
There's been precedent for good teams getting rid of guys because, like, Grady Little, right? I mean,
He made one mistake.
Yeah.
He made one mistake. He left Pedro in too long, right?
The end of Joe Girardi's Yankees run was because, he didn't challenge on
Game 7 of the ALCS and was the ex-manager of the Yankees a day later or a week later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it happens fast.
I wonder if that came up in 8 hours of interviews yesterday.
I would imagine Andrew Friedman, if he's going to interview a new manager, it's going to be, you don't get to use Clayton Kershaw out of the bullpen. Do you agree? And then they'll say, yeah, I agree. So now you could be mad. Like, that's the biggest thing here, is you've allowed.
That was a totally a sentimental decision, right?
Felt that way.
That was a heart over head decision.
You had Kenta ready to go.
This week, you have seen two of the most analytically driven organizations and successfully modern baseball operations go for their heart over their head. They gave the ball to Verlander, and then you gave the ball to Kershaw, and both things backfired.
And this is why, I think this is why, whether the logic plays out or not, this is why front offices want to find managers who just agree with them.
We have a texter checking in, know-it-all Connor, exclamation point. And we had a call earlier where a guy called you Mr. Know-it-all. Same guy.
What?
I have defended you. I said Dan was the know-it-all, not you.
I can't steal my bit.
That's right.
I'm not stealing anybody's bit.
Connor knows nothing.
I know absolutely nothing. And it gets told to me every single day by everybody I look at back and forth. I wouldn't dismiss anything. I really wouldn't. I wouldn't dismiss anything after a whole postseason. Like you say, I mean, if the Astros get bounced too, now you're looking at the two ordained, coronated powerhouses.
Don't you love the five-game series for that reason? Because the best team doesn't necessarily win.
I do. I do enjoy that, yeah.
Well, how many people in the Braves organization, like on the marketing side, or the people who are sputtering about brand activation, are actually happy that they're exiting the scene now before they have to deal with their racist chanting? Right? Like, don't you think their head of marketing is like, oh, okay, we can let that settle down.
That.
Yeah.
Nobody will remember by April.
Of course, they had to confront it because an actual Native American said, yeah, it's kind of racist, kind of insulting. Like, well, when he leaves, wait for him to leave, then we can get back to doing our racism. So don't worry about it. Now that he's gone, now it doesn't matter what anyone else thinks because there isn't an opposing player who actually happens to be Cherokee. So they're going to start next year. What? Forget it ever happened. Forget the guy ever said it. Forget the fact that anybody can feel similarly. Yeah, right.
That seems to be the playbook around town.
So they dodged a bullet there.
So do you think they purposely did that? Let's spot them 10 runs.
Yes, so we can go back to doing our racism.
What have you today?
We're going to talk some baseball. Talk about this somewhat under the radar Cubs managerial search. Because I remember in years past, we were covering this thing like it was like a Senate hearing.
Gordon was very good today. Had a couple of nuggets, right?
Yeah, because there's stuff there. I mean, when you sit down with guys for 8 hours, and do you remember when Pete McCannon was going through it the first time around? Because they were
Pete
trotting
McCannon,
everybody
yeah.
out for the interviews, and Pete McCannon looked like he'd seen Bigfoot or something.
I remember that. That's when they were bringing everybody through and letting the media talk to him.
That's right.
His response was like, oh, this is really thorough. It's really thorough. I got to get out of here. we'll have Matt Miller talking football at 10, midday, midway at 10:40. Mark Schanowski on the surprisingly interesting Bulls at 11. And we've got two chances to win $1,000 cash.
Have a great show, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.